If you use digital cameras, whether stills cameras or video cameras with students, and haven't given them a framework within which to work before they set off, they'll rush about and start taking imagery with very little thought about what they need to take, why they need to take it, how they're actually going to take it in terms of camera position and so forth, and then find that they're often working when they've got the results back with material that's not quite appropriate to the needs. In other words, they need to have planned what they're doing beforehand, and that can come in. So Storyboard, that is a tool which might help in that process. It looks, to all intents and purposes, like a comic strip generator, and it works in very similar ways. So if that's what you want to use it for, by all means do so. If you want to produce dialogues in language teaching, or if you want to have students in produce their homework, a research task, a project that they've done in a completely different way from normal, then that might be useful. In fact, if you're getting them to try to understand a particular concept, it's useful to have them take the way that you've provided the information, whether it's from a textbook, a video, from your exposition, and get them to turn that into a different medium entirely. The only way they can do that is by really understanding that the message and the information that they're being provided. So using tools like Storyboard, that can really help that process. They'll need an account in order to do that, and there is a free version, though that's quite limited. You're only allowed 3 saves per day. Although you can create lots of storyboards, but you can't save them very often. And any storyboards you create, there are no privacy controls on, so they will immediately become public. So there's a degree of trust involved there, and depends on how you feel these students can cope with that. Of course, you do get lots of other premium features when you go for the paid version, like uploading vector images, and a host of different features. But the libraries that provide all the characters, all the scenes, all the backgrounds, all the thought and speech bubbles are quite extensive, and it works in a similar way to other comic strip generators. You're given a framework, you can have several frames, and then you bring in the scenery, the backgrounds, you bring in the characters, you change the pose of the characters, move them forwards and backwards in the scene, smaller, larger. So there's plenty of fine adjustment there. The characters are by and large hand drawn, so there's no distractions with adding different clothing to them and having to worry about that. It's just a matter of getting your character in, giving it the pose, adding the important dialogue, the important features, and then you're done.